We move on to the mitzvah of morer. The mitzvah of the rabbanon of morer, a person should have in mind when he eats the morer that he wants to fulfill the mitzvah of the rabbanon of eating morer. When he makes the bracha ab al achilas morer, he should have in mind for the kerich as well. The morer should be dipped in charoisus. The Shulchan Aruch says that means the whole thing should be dipped in charoisus. Mr. Burr says that our minhag is just to dip part of it. He does not need to dip the whole thing. The charoisus should then be shaken off before you eat it, because otherwise it will affect the flavor of the morer. This dipping should take place before you make the bracha, in order to limit the time left between the bracha and the achila. Whereas matzah has to be eaten by seva, morer is not eaten by seva. We do need a share of kedei achilas pras, but since it's a mitzvah rabbanon, we can make all. And Rav Moshe Shtrumbach and his Haggadah says you can assume up to 5 minutes for that period of time. If a person's eating grounds, horseradish for this purpose, so he would take a shot glass worth of that, 1 ounce worth of morer, and that's the sufficient amount. If he's going to be using the leaves, you have to get, it's hard to describe the size, so you'll have to get a picture for that. Next, we move to karech. Karech is, we mentioned, a small amount. There'll be a small amount for the kezias, for the matzah. The share of the kezias of the morer is basically the same. And we mentioned the chachila, there is a preferred to use the size of a kachatzi beya, and b'diavad we can use a third of a kebeya. So a person having difficulty eating the morer, especially by the karech, he can be makel. Now, in regards to saying the phrase zechel mikdash kehillo, the Bir Halacha raises a question that should be considered a hefsek, and he suggests maybe to say it after you eat, but our minhag is to say it beforehand. Again, I want to mention if a person did speak between the bracha of al achilas matzah and al achilas morer and eating the karech, he does not need to do anything more to correct himself. But a person would speak between the bracha of al achilas matzah and eating the matzah, or of al achilas morer eating the morer, that would be problematic. A person should not do that. I want to mention one more point regarding going back to the halacha of eating matzah. If a person needs to take a little bit of a drink of water while he's eating the matzah, that is mutter. A person can drink some water while he's eating the matzah. That'll be relevant while he's eating the matzah. And while he's eating the karech, it's also relevant while he's eating the afikoman. If a person needs to take some water, he should not dip the matzah into water, but rather be better, he should put some water into his mouth and takes it as he's chewing.